Joe Con Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. In the studio with us right now, Ryan Cheverini, as I said in the promo, too good looking for his own good.
Terribly good looking. Yeah.
You guys are
handsome
too kind.
And charming.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, is it weird that I was styling my hair to go on the radio?
It looks great.
It's a little weird.
By the way.
A lot of lift on it.
Weird.
A lot of lift.
Appreciate it.
It's real, too.
Yes, I know. Many people have asked me that over the years.
About your own row?
No, about his.
About his?
Yeah. No, honest to God, that has been one of the, that's just one of those rumors that won't die, that Ryan has a toupe.
Yeah, well, you know, Ben Affleck went through that too. Remember? Ben Affleck supposedly wears
but
a toupe.
But his is a toupee.
No, it's not.
No?
No. I've met Affleck. I thought it was real.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess Trump's is real too, so that settles it on
I don't
all
know.
Fronts.
I don't know
he's
what Trump's
got going.
He's let people
tug on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he said, Ryan's had a number of people tug on it, and it's one of those situations, because he changes the, you know, you change your color,
style.
You change the style,
yeah,
and stuff like
bored.
That. People are like, what is it?
Until it falls out.
We had the same stylist for many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still sort of do from time to time. Mm-hmm. And the it becomes a conversation. And she's like, no, it's totally real. Why do people say that? I don't get it. I go, no, it's not real. I was the one who started the rumor.
You say, and it was thanks, bro. Yeah. And then Mancow jumped on that
right.
forever.
Oh. That's right, man. His hair is totally fake.
I went in the studio and let them all put their hands through it. That's what I did. I settled that.
That was, oh, God. Was that as creepy as it sounds?
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, because that didn't seem right.
Who wants another man rubbing their hands through my hair? That's my biggest fear.
Especially you got a lot of product in it. You got your gel and everything. And
that's right. We might break a fingernail.
Yeah. Now, speaking of biggest fears, Windy City Live, Ryan's show that I appear on, twice a week, just because I'm court ordered to appear now. It's like a whole thing, and I'm there just to make sure everything is you know up to specifications.
Okay.
And I go, I'm like an inspector, I'm like a health inspector for the show. And the this week you are doing your greatest fears. You've got G,
yep.
Her greatest fear, your greatest fear, mm-hmm. Val's greatest fear.
Yeah, it's facing your fears. I don't know why you would think that. When you have a fear that your producing staff would have some compassion for this mm-hmm. and would, you know, coddle you over this and say, hey, you know, we'll never do that on the show. If you're afraid of this, we'll never do that. Instead, our group of crack producers say, yeah, that's a great idea for a whole hour show. Let's do a show on that. So G's was today. If you missed it, it's going to rerun at midnight. And I'm sure it will be in the cabs, too.
Is it a whole hour of
No, well, we're actually doing it. We kind of broke it up. We were going to do one full show, but we kind of separated it. Today, we started with G's. She's afraid of clowns. She was petrified of clowns.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday on the
yeah.
show.
And does it stem from one incident in particular as a child, or is it just... an overall
yeah she just
phobia.
Thinks that yeah she hated the circus when she was a kid, and she feels like clowns are like sad and evil, and you know Stephen King had the whole mm-hmm. It thing that scared
yeah.
everybody mm-hmm. so we put her in a room full of clowns. That's what you do with people that are scared of clowns.
I
think there's a better way to do this. You know, like people have fear of heights, they say, you know, go skydiving or whatever it is. I think the best way to do it is to go to a clown funeral, because if you go to the right clown funeral, it's the guy actually at the open casket. It's the guy in full clown regalia.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
That's creepy.
People who will do that, right? Guys who were like, you know, sort of overtaken
Whoa.
By their clown.
That will freak her out even more.
Yeah, you know, that one's crazy.
That's so bad that it just blows it up right in your head.
No, you know what we should do? We should dress a guy up as a dead clown, and then when G looks in the casket, he jumps out.
Oh.
So that will be G's head right at that moment.
Yeah, so Val
too
is...
Too pretty of a head to have that happen.
Yeah, Val is... she's frightened of swimming because she's never really learned the proper way to swim. She has a pool at her house. I've been to it, but it's one of the outdoor pools, you know, the above ground
yeah.
pools that you can stand in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she doesn't have to go under the water. But we actually just shot the piece, and it's going to air on Friday. And we brought in a couple Navy SEALs to help. I was right there.
That's awesome.
You brought Navy SEALs in to teach you
yes.
how to swim?
Yes. Yes. Those guys are incredible in the water, by the way.
Yeah, that's the whole... That's why they're SEALs.
Yeah.
Right? That's,
yeah.
that's the whole... If you ever watch that...
The training
oh. reality
documentary.
Show
oh, it's you just wonder how you have so much more respect for
right,
them than you
right.
had already.
They were telling me that they actually tie them up. You know, they tie their hands and behind their backs, and they have to tread water for like 45 minutes with their hands tied.
SEALs the SEAL unit is actually, the military designation is BUDS, which is for their training. It's underwater demolition. Mm-hmm. It's basic underwater demolition training. And that's their whole thing, was to swim in, put a bomb underneath their ship and swim out. That was the whole idea.
The part that gets me is when they're shivering on the beach, and that's part of the exercise, to just break your body down entirely and see how you perform in the water.
Did Val have to do that?
Did it get that severe?
She didn't do that. I will say that no tears were shed on that segment, unlike G's.
Oh.
There were some tears.
Really?
Coming. Yeah.
Well, how about yours? You're afraid of snakes. How about yours? Yeah.
Did you scream and cry like a girl?
I haven't done it yet. They're doing this live on Friday on Windy City Live, 11 o'clock. They're going to bring a huge python. I think I'm going to hold it. I last night was losing sleep over it, thinking about it. I like reptiles. I collected turtles. I had iguanas.
A turtle.
Yeah,
a turtle is not like a snake.
I know, right? So you're with me on this. You're with me on this. Like the fact that it doesn't have arms and legs is where I don't trust it. That, and if you read the Bible, snakes have a bad history in the world.
They're
evil.
There's a reference, like in Florida, because there's all kinds of snakes in construction areas and wooded areas and stuff like that. And they go, there are a lot of critters with no shoulders in there.
Yeah.
And that's what you got. And it's like the no shoulder piece that is just, it's weird. Like eels, you don't like eels either,
no,
I would imagine.
Nothing slimy that can move through the water. I mean, I hate sharks too. When I'm in the ocean, I think about the shark attacks, but... You know, I should have just said my biggest fear was margaritas and vacation.
Because, wouldn't that have been a great segment?
That would have been amazing.
Those
I hate first class.
Who have been around you for five seasons know that you don't fear vacation.
I was just in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, that is not his fear.
Yeah.
We would know that's not the case.
But how far do they go with it, Ryan? Are they going to, like, do you think they're just going to make you hold a snake? Are they going to put you in a room, like, full of snakes? You're going to go in the water with
them? Oh, even better. Drop them in a box full of snakes.
Man, you remember that show Fear Factor? They did some gross stuff on that show. Like making you, I would never last on Fear Factor when they're eating the insects.
Yeah.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to bring out like a small snake, a little garden snake. And I'll hold that. I don't think that's going to bother
me. Kind of work your way up.
But seeing that big thing, I mean, I think this is a common... It's not like I've been petrified of snakes my whole life. It's just I don't like them. We've had them on the show and they see I kind of move to the right. And Val's not, she likes the snake. She doesn't care.
Well, then she should hold a rattlesnake then, if she likes it so much.
Yeah.
See how this thing goes.
I've watched that Britney Spears video a few times to get some courage.
Oh, I can see how that'd be helpful.
Yeah, you know, she's got that thing all wrapped around
her.
Yeah,
when she's got the, right,
snake. That's a python, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they're going to do. Like a python, I mean, they can bite you, but they're not venomous. Certainly wouldn't feel good, but the idea of the idea is a python is a constrictor, right?
It
chokes you to death.
It can suffocate you.
Yeah.
That's reassuring, bro. Thanks.
Right. So out of the what language?
Let's get them really ready for this.
What language do they tell? Do they speak to the python and they go, "This is a television bit." So
right.
Don't suffocate him.
That's exactly what I said. Like when I was trying to have compassion for the clowns, but I just said, "Gee, at the end of the day, it's a guy in makeup. That's what it is." I wish this could be a guy in makeup acting like a snake. This is actually a real wild animal that they're going to bring on the show, and you know that you see those YouTube videos of the cute anchor and the dog, and then it gets snapped in the face. Or, there's a million YouTube videos. I just don't want to be the next one.
Yeah.
I wish we could tape this so that it's not live.
So you don't hear you scream like a little girl?
Yeah. Just in case something goes wrong.
Well, it goes wrong. I like this. You're selling this like a like that Walenda guy sells the tightrope walks. Gotta pray. I'm going to pray right now. Pastor, us pray that nothing goes wrong and I fall off this wire to my death in front of my entire family. My daughter's going to sing National Anthem now.
Right. Hey, I have to say, I've seen a lot of crazy things in my life. I was out here right where he walked across those two buildings.
Yep.
I watched that thing live.
Across the river.
How did he do that? He did that
He ran across because it was cold.
He walked across like it was somebody walking down Michigan Avenue.
I know.
And he and he did go fast.
Hold on one second. Ryan Cheverini is here. We also have a big interview with Rahm Emanuel tomorrow. I've got some of the tape of that. I want to play a little bit of this, too. So.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today. ChicagoTribune.com.
Ryan Cheverini from Windy City Live is in the studio with us.
I like the way you say that, bro.
What's that again?
I like the way you say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds important.
Yeah. Well, there was a woman who came by and took a picture of you in the studio.
She did.
She had like a professional camera, and she stopped. She saw him. I mean, I could see it because your back is sort of to it. And she like double takes on Michigan Avenue. She's like, oh my God. And she starts taking a picture.
I've seen this in action. I mean, we were at a charity fashion show recently. You were surrounded by female friends who, you know, love you and were with you that evening. And yet, it does not deter women from throwing themselves at you, no matter where you are.
Oh, you are so kind.
No, it's not kind.
I need to hang out with you guys more often. No, you know what's funny, though? We're both good friends with Richard Marks. Well, you're better friends with Richard than I am. But Richard, he gives me grief because the first time he called me to ask to do a charity show, the first thing I said was, hey, my dad loves you. Because my dad's a musician and does his songs. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know you're getting old when a guy calls you and goes, my dad loves you, right? So now I got a message on my social media the other day that says, hey, if you're single, I want to set you up with my mom. I'm like, whoa. I used to be the young guy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What's happening?
Wow.
If somebody is old enough on social media to have their own social media account, she must be at least, I don't know, and a teenager, and she's saying, hook up with my mom.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, throughout my career.
Could be a love connection.
I've always had women come up to me and go, oh, my mom loves you.
Mm.
And I always just pretended in my own head that meant that they really did, and it was them talking about themselves and not their mothers. But now I've got, like, you know, I've been doing this so long, I now will have 60-year-old women come up to me and goes, my mom loves you. It's getting really bad.
I hope it's not like I grew up listening to you.
Yes, there's a lot of that too.
When they're 80.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait for that. Yeah. I grew up watching you. If I want to start getting that one.
That has already started.
Man.
That is an interesting thing. Yeah, my parents used to force me to listen to you in the car. I get that.
You know, I'm always trying to get Mark Giangreco to come out. He's like a recluse. When he's off work, he just wants to relax, you know. He doesn't want to go out. And I'm always like, "Hey, come on, let's go out to dinner. Let's go." He goes, "I can't go out with you." I go, "Why? Why can't you go out with me?" He goes, "Because when I go out with you, I have girls that come up to me and go, "Hey, I babysat your kids." He's like, "I cannot be in those places." You know,
that is
my babysitters are your age.
And then they hand him
the
phone number and say, will you give this to Ryan, please?
This whole damn thing is, we're going out tomorrow. I don't even know what that's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
It's going to be like,
please take pictures.
Now, listen, tomorrow on Windy City Live, there's a sit down. Val did a sit down with the mayor, pre-recorded, right?
Yes.
And we have a little bit of, well, it must be pre-recorded because I've got the tape of it. unless these are trained actors who are doing this. But this is kind of an interesting thing. Obviously, you know, one of the things we've done on this show and on Windy City Live is talk about the city's violence and where the mayor sees the rubber hitting the road here. Listen to this.
There was a case this week, and I don't remember the particular shooting. There's a young man who has 53 arrests. What is he doing on the streets of the city of Chicago? And the judges and the rest of the criminal justice system has a role to play and not undermine our officers, not undermine our good neighbors who are partnering with our officers.
That's an interesting point because, you know, he's addressing this issue of, and we're hearing this a lot, and we've talked about it on the show, cops are staying in their cars.
Right.
Right? After the Laquan McDonald, you know, the fallout from that, and police officers are thinking, well, even if I try to stop somebody in a less dramatic way, right, than that case proved to be, then they're afraid that they're going to lose their jobs or lose their livelihoods. You know, I mean, this is a crazy thing, and that's what he's addressing.
Right. You know, he's really open. He's honest. He's unapologetic in this interview. He addresses a lot of those topics, the hot button issues and things that he hasn't necessarily addressed. And I think Val did a great job with this interview. It's a must see. In fact, he cries at one point. He tears up, and I'm not going to tell you why, but that happens in the interview. And
does my name get mentioned during any of that?
Your name?
Yeah. And he does a heck of a Bill Clinton impression that you're going to hear.
Ooh, well, here,
better than Rose.
This is kind of interesting because he's like he Val does ask him about whether or not he's going to go to work for Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to see a Hillary Ron reunion if she makes it to the general election?
All I'm going to say is you get yelled at enough for 7 years, you begin to hear that voice in your head, and you can repeat it. So.
Yeah,
and then he goes into the he repeats it. He does it.
Right. What do you think? I'm not going to tell you what he says, but what do you think? You think there's any shot, no matter what he says in that interview, that he could wind up again in Washington?
Highly likely.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think that's his. I think that is his
exit strategy.
I think the term is parachute. I think is what the term is, okay, that we would all be looking for here.
But you think it's because of all of the hot water and all of the things that he's, yes, been going through? Because before, remember, he was signing the piece of paper saying, "I promise this is the job I want for life." Remember, I'm not gonna do any other job. I'm not going to Washington.
I have the best job.
I have the
America.
Best job. Yes.
If she beats Donald Trump, and I'm not sure about that, quite honestly. But if she beats Donald, I mean, she's having trouble getting past a 90-year-old socialist who's like Karl Marx's driver. I mean, she's having trouble with that. So I think that's going to be a very tough race for her in the fall. But if she does, I think he ends up back in Washington. Mm.
Do you think he'd leave midterm? What would be your...
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you? If you were him right now in the middle of all this? Before the trial of Jason Van Dyke, the officer that shot Laquan McDonald? Don't you think?
There's a lot going on in the city, but you don't want to be seen as someone running from problems.
I'm not running. There's a very important, the Department of Forestry really needs my help right now. All right. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks,
and
Ryan.
Thursday morning and Friday morning on Windy City Live on ABC7 at 11 o'clock. Do not miss any of this action.